This is the meeting of the PNB Governance Committee. I'm George Ryder. In the absence of our secretary, R. Paul Martin. R. Paul, you aren't here by any chance, are you? I will call the roll. Let's see. Joe Wanzala.
I'm here.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Let me say it again.
Present.
Nia.
Hi, Nia. I'm in the process of calling the roll. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Chris Condon.
Here.
Scherner Berger Gluck.
Here.
George Ryder, that's me. Ed Weisgall.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Vajra Kilgore. And who is the other member from BAI? The other LSB member. Nia, do you know?
Yes, I'm here. I have to put you on mute. I don't know. You have to ask R. Paul. He's the secretary. I don't know.
It's R. Paul. It's R. Paul. That's who it is. Okay, that's fine. So we have a quorum. The first item on the agenda would be to set the agenda. R. Paul has. I'm getting an echo. Is anybody?
There
else?
Is an echo. Yes.
We're getting an echo here.
Yeah, we all are. I don't know what that means. Somebody's got. I think probably somebody's on speakerphone, maybe, and left the phone on at the time. That's better. It's fixed. So the first item is the agenda. R. Paul has sent us minutes for the last three meetings, and I propose that we, since I haven't had a chance to read them, and I doubt that anybody else has, that we approve those at the next meeting. Is there any objection to those, to that?
No, and I would like to, this is Sharna, I would like to request that we get them in the email, not have to go to the Yahoo to get them.
I'll forward them to everyone.
Great, thanks. And are we discussing approval of the agenda?
Yeah, the next item are the items on the agenda. Changes to the agenda items, which is to say, you can change the order of the agenda, you can change the time limits on the agenda, and you can also add agenda items if you like.
Sharna,
you wanted to move your agenda item up to the
right.
Front.
Right, I have to. You know, I live in a high fire danger area, and I have to get my emergency access card. So I have to. The latest I could be on the call is 6:10 my time, 9:10. So if you could give me a time certain on mine, I would appreciate it. Say, 5:50. Oh, I'm sorry. 8:50. 8:50.
We could move it to the first item on the agenda if you like.
Oh, I mean, if people approve, that would be great.
Is there any objection to moving Sharna's item, which is a reconsideration of the policy on unexcused absences, to the first item on the agenda? Hearing none, Sharna, yours is moves up ahead of number one, which was mine.
Okay. Now, is Ted on the call yet?
I am.
I believe so.
Oh, great. Okay. Because Ted was saying we didn't have to rescind because it was out of order to start with. But since it was passed in 2004, and since it violates...
Sharna, we're still considering the agenda. That's out of order.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And there was somebody. There was somebody else that was on the stack.
It's Joe.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so a couple of items. One, I wanted to move, the last meeting I moved to table, Ted's motion regarding programming. I'd like to put that after Shona's item, to move to take that off the table.
We can, what number is that item?
It's now not on the agenda, but we had discussed it.
It's actually item 7 on the agenda, which is taking the table, Ted Weichfeld's motion. You want to move it up?
I'd like to move that up after Shona.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, will be Shurna's, and then the motion to take from the table, Ted's motion. Any other changes to the order of the agenda?
I have one other change. This is Joe. I had two.
Joe? Yes, good.
Joe, you sound very distant.
Yeah, I'm at a bus station, so I'll try to be quick with this so we can move on. The other one is I also sent to you there was a recall petition sent to the PNB having to do with section of the bylaws having to do with recall, and I'd like it, this shouldn't take that much time. I just like the governance committee to basically ask the PNB to facilitate that moving forward. So I'll just add parenthetically, in general, for this meeting, for anything, we should keep in mind that the PNB agenda is going to be very crowded. So in terms of what we want to send to the PNB, we should probably have a discussion at some point about what are sort of the top 1, 2, 3 items we want the PNB to consider at its in-person meeting, keeping in mind that there are other items which are less urgent can be considered at the meeting, the telephonic conferences subsequent to the in-person meeting.
And George, it's Shurna.
Okay, so I hear two things in that, Joe. One is you want to put an item on the agenda for the PNB to recommend that we expedite the handling of a petition at KPFA, a recall petition, I gather. Is that right, for an LFA member?
That's right. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, the other comment was just more general. But I just want to throw it in there because of...
Okay, well, I'm glad you made it. So before we get to that...
I sent an email late, but I did send it to the group, defining from the bylaws what the role is supposed to be of the governance committee. And we've got all kinds of items on here that do not belong on the governance committee.
Okay, let me speak to that. I'm going to allow any member of the committee to put something on the agenda. If you think it doesn't belong, raise a point of order.
I'll tell you
what I think about it, and we'll allow some brief discussion on it, and then we'll vote on whether it's going to be considered as being as whether we should be considering it. Now, what I'd like to do is when we get to those items, that if you feel they shouldn't be there at all, and again, this doesn't mean you disagree with it. It means that this really isn't appropriate for the governance committee.
Right, exactly.
Then you can raise a point of order. It's a privilege motion, and we'll discuss at that time. We'll take a vote on it at that time, or maybe everybody will agree that there, whatever. We'll deal with that issue at the time that the item comes up.
Okay.
George, this is Mia.
Yep.
I just want to make sure that I'm understanding you clearly, because I was going to make a motion to strike 5, 8, 9, and 10 because they don't belong here. They belong in other committees. So are you saying that a motion to strike is not in order? I just want to be clear as to what you're saying.
Well, I would like to handle it when we get through them, if we get through them, rather than spend all the time at the beginning of the meeting deciding what is and isn't on the agenda. So the motion is in order.
That's not my question, though. No, I'm saying, are you saying that a motion to strike?
I'm asking you to hold that off until we get to it. Frankly, I'm not sure whether it's in order at this point, but if you want to make it, I guess you can go ahead and do so.
As far as I know from going to LSB meetings, a motion to strike is always in order. I mean, 5, 8, 9, and 10 don't belong here. 5 belongs in personnel. 8 belongs in programming, 9 belongs in elections, and 10 belongs in audit. And I think that's where Sharna was heading. I mean, I can't read her mind, but I have no idea if that's what she meant.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's why I sent out earlier the specific section of the bylaws that defined both the coordinating committee, and we seem to become a coordinating committee, which is not appropriate, and the governance committee. And, in fact, there are very critical issues that are on this agenda.
I do not wish to argue the question right now, Nia. You're asking whether you can move right now in the setting of the agenda that it's out of order. I'm going to rule that it is out of order to do it now. You have the opportunity when we get to an agenda item, if you think it shouldn't be there, at that point to say this doesn't belong here. It's out of order, and we can decide one at a time on those things. I would rather do that. That's my preference. But that's the rule I'm going to set. That we're going to do it when we get to them, and it's perfectly okay for you at that point to make a point of order that this is not appropriate, and then we'll have a vote of the committee if necessary, or we'll just, if everybody agrees, we'll just take it off the agenda. Is that satisfactory?
Well, it's not really answering my question, but could you ask Ted if a motion to strike is not in order now?
I'm ruling it is not in order now. How about that?
Then I challenge it.
Oh, good. Let's waste lots of time.
I know.
I think it's in the prerogatives of the chair to try to have the agenda discussion move to the point where it actually moves along, which is why I made it. But you've challenged it. I made the ruling because I want to forestall having long discussions about the agenda rather than actually get to substantive issues. So that's why I made the sense behind that ruling. Would you like to speak to it yourself?
I would just like to say really quickly that for people to impugn motive, right, this committee is the committee that is charged with interpreting the bylaws and also carrying out the bylaws, not valuing the bylaws. But if I ask a question, right, that I think that is what we're supposed to be doing, I really think that people are out of order to say that I am trying to delay the meeting.
I didn't say that, Nia.
Not you. No, you did not. I mean, I heard Lizette and I heard somebody else say that. Now, I am practicing what I think is a possibility. It is my opinion, which I'm entitled to, like everyone else, and I think it's out of order to say that. I mean, if someone wants to disagree with me, fine. Then they have to prove it. Prove where a motion to strike is not in order now. That's all I'm saying. And
okay.
I ask you to just ask Ted, who was a parliamentarian, and just to do that, you can't do that?
I could do it, but I chose not to as the chair. I chose to make a ruling which you've appealed. What's on the floor at the moment is the appeal of the ruling of the chair. If it's sustained, we will decide whether we think this agenda item shouldn't be here on our agenda when we get to them, because they're in an inappropriate committee or whatever other reason, that they're out of order. If it is not sustained, then you'll be entitled to make the motion to whatever you would like to have ruled out of order at that time. So that's where we're at.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak to that issue?
I'd like to speak to it, sure enough. The very first meeting, I raised the question of what is the role and responsibility of the governance committee. It is clearly defined in the bylaws, and the reason I raised it is because we seem to be, from the very first meeting, what I call the kitchen sink committee, that everything and anything was being introduced. We do have items on this agenda, including Joe's item, which unfortunately came, just a few hours before our call, that do directly relate to our roles and responsibilities.
Sure, so I'm sorry, but you're not
the chair. the bylaws define our role and responsibility.
Sharna, you're not speaking to the question on the floor. The question on the floor.
I'm supporting.
You are arguing that things should not be on the agenda because we have a defined role. No one disagrees with that. The question is whether we can decide that question. Whether we have to decide that question right up front when we set the agenda, or whether we decide that when we get to the items. I've already ruled on that. I thought we should. It was in order for us to set the to address that question when we got to the items. When you are entitled to rule to make a point of order and say they're out of order, they shouldn't be on this agenda because they don't belong in the governance committee. What's at issue right now is whether or not is the vote on whether or not you want to sustain my ruling on that or not. So
vote on that.
Exactly.
Lizette.
I want Nia to understand. I was not addressing the essence of her claim that some of these things don't belong here. All I was trying to say, and I support the chair's ruling, is that rather than take so much time before the meeting starts to discuss the substance of the agenda, let's wait until we get at the items where you feel it shouldn't be on the agenda, and let's deal with it that way. One, we will get to the business that we're here for, and two, we will cut down on the time we decide whether the item should be on the agenda or not.
Can we move to a vote on this? Is there any objection to moving to a vote on this? Okay, hearing none. Joe, a yes vote sustains the ruling of the chair. A no vote overturns it. Joe?
I vote yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Sharna?
No.
George, I vote yes. Ted?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Who's that?
Yes.
Nia? Nia?
Did you say Nia or Nia?
Nia?
No.
Vajra?
No.
R. Paul, are you here? He's not. Okay, the vote is 7-3. The ruling is sustained, so when we get to them, you'll be entitled to move them to be out of, make a motion, make a point of order that they don't belong on the agenda. Are there any other changes to the agenda in terms of moving things up or down? Okay, hearing none. How much time do you want to set for the first item on the agenda, which is Sharna's motion to change the ruling on excused absences? I would suggest 10 minutes for that.
And I would like Ted to speak to this because the issue it was an inappropriate motion when it was passed, and it should have been ruled out of order.
We're not, Sharna, we're still setting the agenda. We're not doing the item yet.
We're now there.
10 minutes. Is there any objection to 10 minutes for that? Okay. Joe's the next item was a motion to take from the table Ted's earlier motion.
Right.
That doesn't require much time. We'll just take a vote on that. It's not discussable anyway. Should it be taken from the table, I would say 10 minutes for that also. Is there any objection to that? No. There was a motion to consider the recommendation to the PNB that it expedite the handling of a recall petition at KPFT. How about 5 minutes for that?
Wait, KPFT or A?
A, sorry. Sorry, it's a KPFA. Okay.
Can I ask something, however?
Sure.
We just got the motion from Joe, and there was really no explanation. Is 5 minutes enough?
Motion from Bill?
Joe.
From Joe. Would you rather see 10 minutes?
I think 10 minutes might be more reasonable. Hopefully we won't need the whole 10 minutes because if assuming people are reading the emails, there's also some context explaining what it is
okay.
in the email.
I would also like to set a time certain to close. We've been closing at 10:15. Is that okay? Is there any objection to closing at 10:15?
Yes. I'm all the way downtown. This is Vajra. I'm on the East Coast. I'm all the way downtown. I have an early day tomorrow. I would prefer that we adjourn at 10, as always, as we have originally set.
Is there any objection to adjourning at 10? Okay, hearing none, we'll adjourn at 10. I would like a time certain to discuss when we're going to have what we're going to forward to the PNB for the in-person meeting, some prioritization of the various motions that we've passed. For the information of those who didn't hear the last telephone PNB meeting, all of the items that we sent forward were actually passed, although the last one, the question of the seating on the LSB for someone who changes from staff to listener or vice versa, there's a motion to rescind coming up tomorrow. Okay, Sharna, I need somebody to keep time. I don't think I can do that myself. Is there someone willing to keep time on this?
Well, I can keep time on this because I have to be out the door in 16 minutes.
Okay, Sharna, well, after 10 minutes, even if you're talking, you have to tell us that 10 minutes has occurred.
I will.
Okay, would you go ahead and motivate this?
Yes. I felt, and I really would like Ted to speak to it too, that motion was not in order, that the bylaws, certainly the spirit of the bylaws, where it refers to three unexcused absences, and that's how the LSBs function, it's how our committees of the LSB function. You know, if there's the argument there were problems making quorum just doesn't cut it. It's another one of those examples of kind of doing end runs around the intention of the bylaws. So I am asking that motion be rescinded and that excused absences be allowed. And as for the bylaws, if someone has three consecutive unexcused absences, they're off. Not simply if they have three consecutive absences. So that is my motion, and I hope we can dispense with it quickly in the spirit of what's in the bylaws.
Point of information.
This is a point of information. The motion you're talking about was passed when?
I believe it was passed in 2004. I don't have it in front of me. Our Paul sent it to us after your request.
Okay. So was that your first?
2004, 2006. I could look for it.
The point of information is Sharna saying that we now have a rule in place that changed the rules of the bylaws from
right.
Three consecutive excused meetings?
Right. According to the motion that ARPOL forwarded to us,
uh-huh.
There is no provision for excused absences, period.
Throughout the network or where?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Lisa.
Did it change the bylaws and it affects the network?
Well, I think that Ted needs to speak to that probably. He has a better understanding of all that.
Would you like me to speak, George?
Would you like to speak?
Sure.
Back, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Sharna is absolutely right. We should... more importantly than voting to recommend the rescission of a vote that occurred previously, we should inform the board that they never had the right to rescind it in the first to pass such a motion in the first place. The reason we call motions and bylaws and CPB rules is because they all fit into different categories. And the National Governance Committee or the National Board cannot pass a rule that supersedes the bylaws. So if they actually kick somebody off either a local station board or the national board because they missed three meetings where they received excused absences, they would be overstepping their legal authority, and they ought to be informed of this. They should have had a parliamentarian or a chair in place at the time that this motion was brought forward, and it should have been thrown out on its face because you cannot pass motions that supersede the bylaws.
Shot on the stack, please.
Point of information, I found it here. Our Paul had sent it to us. It was passed at the PMB meeting in D.C. on October 1st to 3, 2004. Motion by Lane is amended. That the provision in the bylaws,
Okay, so what I hear you saying, Ted, is you want to amend Sherna's motion to read, not that we should rescind this, but we should advise the PNB that this was inconsistent with our bylaws to begin with and therefore is null and void.
I second that. Well, we don't need a second, but yes.
Point of information, and then Sean.
Correct.
Yes, what's your point of information, Sean?
Did anybody raise an objection to this at the time that it was put forth? Because, Ted, as you know, inherent in Robert's Rules of Order is the idea that, you know, if somebody doesn't object to something that is out of order, it is no longer out of order, and that's why we have to make our objections at the moment the breach occurred. And was there a legitimate objection when this policy went forth? Because there is at least a theoretical argument that if there was no objection at the time, guess what? This is policy now, and it has to be rescinded. So do you know the answer to that, sir?
I know that there's probably many examples. I'm trying to think of civil rights law, the one that denied African Americans the right to vote.
That's the question I'm asking. At the time that this was put forth by Lane, did somebody object on the grounds that it violated the bylaws or whatever we're dealing with here? The point being that without that objection at that time, you know, it's very, you agree with me, right? It's inherent in Robert's Rules of Order that objections must be timely and made at the moment the breach occurs or they go by the wayside. And that's what I'm not taking a position here. I just want to know if we do, in fact, have to rescind something because nobody raised an appropriate objection and therefore, by default almost, it became law. And if there are minutes to the meeting, I would assume we can find that out and then know what is the appropriate course of action under our bylaws
Stack,
and our rules of order.
Stack.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to your question, Sean.
I was not a part of the National Board at that time as parliamentarian, nor was I attending the meetings.
We
have 3 minutes, point of information.
That's not a point of information, Sherna, but thank you.
Sherna, thank you for bringing this matter up. I'm very, very concerned because as far as I'm aware, to change the bylaws, you have to have 3 of the 5 signal areas. And I don't know how we went wrong on this. So whether there was an objection or not, I don't think it's here nor there. The PNB had no right to change the bylaws like this.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to speak out of turn, Chair.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken about this would like to?
Chris Condon, please.
Chris, go ahead.
It would seem to me that has this ever come to pass that this rule has been enforced?
Yes, we enforced it. Well, no, not really.
Okay, it would seem to me logical that we not deal with this now, but that it would seem to be eminently logical that it be dealt with when and if anybody ever seeks to enforce it. And then the question of, is this rule in compliance or in conflict with bylaws would be an appropriate thing to deal with at that time.
Doc, please.
Point of information.
Anyone else who wants to speak who hasn't spoken yet?
Point of information.
Oh, okay. Yes, show them what's your point.
Could we not, sir, check the minutes of the meeting for that? Because it will clearly state if there was an objection or not. And then we'll know just from that how to properly proceed. That's all I'm saying. Let us check the minutes of that meeting. I'll get the words out. Excuse me, folks. Thank you.
Point of information.
Sure
enough. We have 1 minute left, and the fact of the matter is that there's a continuing breach, and I don't think it matters if it was.
Only if it's raised, Sherna. It's got to be raised, and that's why it's important. I'm not playing games here. It is not a continuing breach unless somebody says, hey, it's out of order, it's not right. And then, even if it goes on, then it's a continuing breach. We need to go right back to the moment it happened and find out if somebody raised the objection. That should be in the minutes of that meeting, and for that reason, I think we should table this discussion until we are able to figure that out.
Well, I think that we should. This is Chris Condon. May I be recognized, George? Just one second.
I believe no one else is on the back.
30 seconds left, and I'm.
Thank you, Sherna. Go ahead.
I think that it would be a good idea, since Sherna's motivating the motion, for her to find the relevant motion and, you know, go back and research it and come back to us with the information, because that information is kind of critical, because I don't know how to vote on it in the absence of that information.
Ted, may I speak again?
I have to get ready for the...
We're out of time. Can we extend for...
Because Chris is suggesting that I go research this. It doesn't matter if there was an objection at the time or not.
It surely does.
A violation of the bylaws is a violation of the bylaws, and we're coming... Left and right, people are bringing things up that violate the bylaws.
I hear you. I'm not sure who's right about what Robert's rules said. Ted, do you have an opinion on that?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Do you have an opinion on whether Shoram's contention that if there was not an objection made that this was a breach of the bylaws, then it doesn't constitute a continuing breach? Or...
I respectfully disagree with Sean. I think that, and I think that we should fix this problem before it becomes a litigious matter. The National Board, just by virtue of the fact that they will get a report from this committee with this discussion, should be appraised of the fact that we at least have this concern. They can take both sides or all sides of what we're discussing tonight and do what I think is the appropriate thing, and that is to rescind the previous motion and get this mistake off our record so that there is not this contradiction between our bylaws and motions that have been passed by the National Board.
Okay, we're out of time. I hear, I think the substance of this is to basically flag it for the National Board and ask them to make a decision about it. The question of whether they want to rescind it or to declare it null and void because it was always a breach of the bylaws, I think would probably be decided by them ultimately. We can make a recommendation one way or the other, but if I put that in the committee report, it will bring it to the PNB's attention, and then I can put it in the form that they'll have to act on it.
Hope we would vote on this, George.
Is that satisfactory? Vote on what?
I'll go along with you, Chair.
What would you like to vote on? I was just basically taking your last suggestion as appropriate.
I think we should vote to recommend that they rescind what they previously did and or consider it null and void. They both have the same effect.
No, they don't.
Sean, for the stack.
Chair.
We're out of time. We're going to take a vote. The only thing that's on the agenda is Sherna's motion to rescind. We're going to take a vote on that.
So what are we...
Exactly.
what are we rescinding here, folks? Because
we're making a recommendation to the PNB that they
make a motion to table because this is so confusing.
Yes,
and we have to get
the table order even if we're in the middle of the vote.
My motion is
yeah,
to
we already started the vote.
The table is also undiscussable.
We haven't started the vote, and a motion to table is always appropriate as long as we have.
I just said that. Sean, it doesn't need to be repeated. I'm going to take the roll on the motion to table. Joe.
Pass.
Sean.
Yes, this is to table, correct, Chair?
Yes.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
Shona.
No.
I pass. Ed.
No.
Wesley.
I pass.
Who's that?
Yes.
Nia.
No.
Bajra.
No.
Did I miss anybody? No.
You're back to me?
Yes.
Abstain.
Who's next? Someone else passed, I'm sure. Who is that? Chris Condon?
Huh?
Who else passed?
I didn't pass. I voted yes.
Definitely did. And I abstain.
Wesley, what do you do?
Abstain.
You vote, Wesley. I can't hear you. You abstain. Okay. I'm going to abstain. The motion fails. We go now to a vote on the original motion, which is to recommend that the resolution be rescinded.
That the PNB rescind the motion of October 2004 that disallows excused absences.
Yes. Thank you, Shona. Joe? Is the vote on that motion?
I'm going to abstain. I just don't have enough opportunity.
Okay. Sean?
I abstain for lack of information.
Chris Condon?
I don't understand what we're doing exactly, so it would be irresponsible of me to vote, so I'm going to abstain also.
Sharna?
Yeah.
George, I pass. Ted?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Nia?
Yes.
Bajra?
Yes.
Okay. I abstain. Okay, if the motion passes...
What about me? You don't want me to vote?
I'm sorry. Which way do you vote on that?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. The motion passes 5-4, none against.
I do have to get off the call to get my emergency.
That's fine. We're about to move on to the next item.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can we have the record reflect that there was a deep division with a lot of abstentions in this vote because of concerns about how this originally went down?
True.
Yes.
I concur with that.
I think we typically report the abstentions in the committee reports. At least our poll's been doing that. I'll maintain that practice.
Thank you.
Okay. The next item was...
Hi, folks, and this is going to be my last meeting until June.
All the best.
Have a good vacation.
Have a wonderful time, and we'll make sure that you don't get kicked off while you're gone.
Well, I might. Okay, thanks.
Not going to happen.
Excuse the absences, okay?
You're excused for all of it. Have a wonderful trip, Jenna.
Okay. Joe, the next item was the motion on bringing back from the table Ted's motion, which was, my apologies, I don't have it right in front of me, but it was...
I have it. I can read it to you. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Read it.
Okay. The Pacifica bylaws say that local station boards should work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners' demographic and communities geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. I therefore move that to the PNB that they request in writing an explanation from the general managers and program directors on how they are implementing this bylaw.
Is there a by when on that?
Pardon me?
Never mind. There was no by when on it when you made it, so there won't be any now.
I didn't hear what you said.
I asked if there was a by when on it, that is to say, if you were asking them to do it by some definite time.
No, but I think that the national board would be well advised to establish some kind of a timetable.
Okay. That's a motion to bring back from the table. It's not discussable. We'll just take a vote on it. Is there any objection to bring it back from the table? Hearing none, we have 10 minutes to discuss this. Will someone else take the time for me?
I'll take the time.
How much time is it? How much time is it?
We assigned 10 minutes to this.
10 minutes. Very good, sir.
Okay.
Let's see. Joe, you were the one who actually asked for it to be brought back from the table. Would you like to speak to it?
Yeah. You know, this issue, I think it's an important one. I mean, one of the, at least for me, in my perspective, one of the underlying issues underlying, or one of the issues that was at least very important to a lot of us involved in the, you know, the struggle to win back Pacifica and all that in the, you know, early part of, in the early 2000s, was for there to be, you know, broader input in programming decision-making from, you know, from the community at large and certainly from staff to be sort of more democratic. And this issue speaks directly to my experience at KBFA and the KBFA Program Council. We, on the Program Council, those of us on the LSB and staff...
Joe, I'm losing you.
Hold on.
So on the board and staff did a lot of work at KBFA to turn the Program Council into, in fact, to do what the bylaws ask. In other words, to turn, and it did become the Program Council, at least in my mind, epitomize what the bylaw asked for, to create a collaborative process for program decision-making. There are several programs on the airways of KPFA today where program decisions were made by Program Council. Nevertheless, during that same time frame, there were certain decisions that were made by Program Council that were not enacted by management because to be fair to management, there is some ambiguity around this because during this time frame, there was no program director at KPFA. So the Program Council kind of acted in the absence of a program director. However, since there's now an interim program director who has basically disbanded the Program Council, and the local and the LSB has not supported the efforts of those of us on staff and on the board who made the Program Council collaborative to try to address that. So I think this is something that needs to be addressed. Obviously, the program director should have, you know, a major role in program decision-making or facilitation. But we need to have this discussion or change the bylaws so this, you know, but the bylaws do say that we need to do this, and we need to figure out some kind of middle ground. And it would be good to get a sense of what this is asking for, i.e. to get a sense from around the network, what are you guys doing? In fact, it's not even an action item. It's just what is going on? What are the best practices? So I think it should be something that we should do, and I support strongly.
May I speak to my motion, Ted, here?
Okay. Just a point of information, George.
Yes.
When did Joe send that? Did he go back through my email to find it, or could he just send it really quick so I could read it, please?
Send what?
The motion itself.
The motion on the floor is Ted's from...
April 1st.
April 1st? Did it come from you? Did it come from you, Ted?
Yeah, I believe it was item 4 of that agenda.
Is it
possible to have it sent back out? It would really be helpful, Ted.
Can you do that? Do you have it right in front of you?
I also have it somewhere. I can send it.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Back.
Speak to the issue.
Can I speak to it?
Your next point was that, but Ted had asked to...
I don't expect this body to deal with my emotional issues, but I must say that when this was tabled last time we met, it was really disappointing to me, and when late this afternoon I saw that Joe wanted to bring this off the table, it really, really, it made my day. And if we defeat this thing, well, then I'll be as dejected as I was on April the 1st. But that's neither here nor there. This is, I think, the fundamental question for Pacifica. It all evolves around programming. And the need for collaboration between the general managers, program directors, and the local station boards, not program councils, not anything else, is what I hope this will lead towards happening. I haven't seen it in the 8 years since the bylaws were adopted. I think it's been ignored, and I think it's fully within the rights of the governance committee to ask the national board to bring this issue front and center. And I think it's the crux to why this foundation has floundered for these most recent years. And I think by passing this and getting the national board to get the general managers to focus on this bylaw will perhaps be the beginning of resolving many of our economic and political and programming issues. I can't think of anything more important.
Okay, was that?
Before I say anything, can I ask a question? The term collaborative, and I think what was the other adjective that you used? Collaboratively and something else. Are these words from the bylaws? I don't
know.
Yes. They're from the bylaws.
Absolutely.
Okay. Actually, Ted, you've made a case for me to abstain on this motion, and I'll tell you why. We have far too many square pegs in round holes, or whichever the term is. If the bylaws say, prescribe that we should be doing a certain thing, that's what should happen. I see no reason for us to be raising it and warning people instead of during their evaluation, especially the GMs, if they're not complying with the bylaws, we get rid of them. This is, you know, telling people how to do their job. They should be coming in knowing how to do their job, be aware of what our rules are, and comply with them. So for that reason, although it's valid, I will not be supporting this motion.
Anyone else like to speak to the motion?
Sean of the stack.
Sean, you're it. Go ahead.
Okay, Ted, my question is, and it's similar to the point that Lizette raised. You know, many times people put forth motions to tell us to do what we're already doing. Are you saying that we should make them give us a written report for what they're already doing, or are you saying they are failing to do what the bylaws demand, so we're going to, make them do it? Because I assume that everything you say in this motion is already being done. I may be wrong in that assumption, but I just want you to clarify that for me.
Ed, speak to that.
Pardon me?
Ed, go ahead if you want to speak to that.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in any other city but Houston, and I'm not really even sure I know what's going on in Houston. Therefore, I don't want to prejudge what the general managers are doing. These bylaws are extensive, and there can be clauses in it that are overlooked. This one, I've overlooked it for all these years, 7 or 8 years, and it wasn't until recently that it really jumped out at me. I think the national board needs to ask these general managers and program directors what their take is on this. If they're doing it, I'd like to know it. If they're not doing it, I'd like to know that as well. And then the national board can judge their words, and we can move forward from there.
We have 1 minute.
Hey, anyone else want to
speak? We have 1 minute left on this item, Chair.
Yeah.
Like hey, anyone else want to speak to it?
Are you recognizing me, Joy?
Yes. Go ahead.
Ted, I'm sorry. Could I cross talk with Mr. Ted, please?
Ask a question if you like. Yes.
I'm sorry.
You can ask him a question if you like.
Yes. Thanks. Ted, how about if we were to refer this to the programming committee? I think
it eventually goes to the national board. Why send it around in circles? And this is a governance issue. It's right there in the bylaws. And regardless, we can't waste time on this.
Okay. Then I would, pass or fail. I'd like to make a motion that this be referred to the programming committee.
Okay.
Time. Wait, time.
Move to extend. This is Joe. Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll extend for 5 minutes. Nia, do you want to motivate your? Well, you did kind of. Do you want to say anything more about that?
You know, George, you sound really muffled to me, or maybe it's just me.
No, I'm speaking on a speakerphone.
Okay. Did you say my name just now?
Yeah. Did you want to say anything more about that to motivate sending it to committee, or had you said what you needed to say?
Well, I think I need to clear it up. You know, but I was asking Ted to see if he would just take it as a friendly suggestion. I move that the governance committee recommends this to the Pacific National Board to be referred to the programming committee. I know we can't refer directly to the programming committee, but that the Pacific National Board refers this to the programming committee.
Anyone want
to order? Point of order.
What's your point of order?
This committee can only recommend that things be done from here to the national board. We can't. If we pass this, it doesn't go to the programming committee. It goes to the national board.
You made that clear. Nia made that clear. This is a recommendation to the PNB to forward it to the programming committee. I think that's in order. I'm going to rule that in order. Does anybody want to speak to Nia's motion to refer it to the programming committee?
I'd like to deal with the matter right here and right now.
So you're speaking against referring it?
Yes, thank you. This is Sean.
Is there any objection to, I gather there is an objection to Nia's motion. Is there any objection to going to a vote on that? Okay, hearing none, moment while I get the list out again. Let's see. Joe?
No.
Sean?
No.
Chris Condon?
No.
Sean is not here. George? I'm going to pass. Ted?
No.
Wesley?
No.
Lizette?
No.
Nia?
Yes.
Rajra?
Yes.
Okay, the motion fails 6-2. We're out of time, so we go directly to the motion. We're not out of time. We extended for a couple of minutes.
This is Joe.
Yes, Joe, go ahead.
I would really urge people to support this motion. I mean, anybody who takes a moment to look around the network can tell you, you can fairly easily find out that, you know, what the bylaws say is not being followed anywhere around the network. It has been followed, as I mentioned, for a short period of time at KPFA, during which and even then only partially. And what this motion is requesting is to say, I don't think there needs to be a gotcha element in terms of, you know, if they're not doing it, let them figure it out later or something. I mean, we're trying to improve the network, make sure that the bylaws are followed, and I think it's best to take a constructive approach.
And what's the sanction?
Sorry?
What's the sanction if they don't?
Well, I mean, that can be dealt with. I mean, I don't know that there needs to be, it's like anything else, if they're not following the bylaws, if there's a policy directive that emerges from this and they're not following it, then obviously, as with any other aspect of the bylaws which the management don't follow a directive from the PMB, there will be sanctions. I mean, I don't know what those would be offhand, but certainly, you know, there would imagine it repercussions in as much as they are in Pacifica in general. But the idea of this motion, as I understand it, is to get a sense in a formal fashion from the GM to say, you know, what is happening with respect to this bylaws provision at your station. I think it's entirely appropriate and would be an important step towards moving forward to realization of what, to me, anyway, was a critical, as Ted says, a critical part of what we were trying to do when we wrote these new bylaws, and we're trying to get one of the important elements of the change from the old way we operate in Pacifica to where we are now is for there to be democratic decision making. Obviously, the motion doesn't say that, but that is in the spirit of that language. And I can tell you that this motion language was deliberately stalled on our KBFA LSB for over a year, precisely because if the LSB had got to a discussion, it would have been difficult for the LSB to vote no on a bylaws provision directly. So they just stalled and stalled. We had several meetings where we spent 5 hours, the whole meeting, 5 hours of meeting on the agenda itself without even getting to a single item, precisely because they didn't want to get this item. Sorry, I'm taking a lot of time.
That's all.
But it's really important. It's kind of a no-brainer.
No, I just want you to know your time and let the chair deal with whatever runover there is.
Okay. So we're at time on this. I'd like to go to a vote on it. Any objection? We're at time, so there's no. It doesn't matter. Joe, yes vote is Ted, read the just not the whole thing. Just read the action parts of the PNB again, please.
Recommend to the PNB that they request in writing an explanation from the GMs and PDs on how they are implementing this bylaw.
Okay, that's what we're voting on. A vote yes is to forward that recommendation to the PNB. Joe?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
George, I pass. Ted?
I want to pass so I can vote last.
Okay, Wesley?
Yes.
Lizette?
I want to vote last. Pass.
Sorry about that, Ted. Nia?
I am staying.
Vajra?
I also abstain.
Let's see, going back to me, I abstain. Ted?
I'm going to go dancing around the room and maybe want to adjourn the meeting because I'm ready to quit after I vote yes on this thing and it passes. This is the happiest I've been involved in Pacifica in years.
Okay, I think that's a yes. Okay.
Yes.
What's that?
Sorry. Right. Yeah, I'll say yes. Go ahead.
So it's 6-4, three abstains, three abstentions. Motion passed.
Congratulations, Ted.
Thank you all.
Share Ted's joy.
Can we adjourn?
Ted, I'm having a double in your honor tonight after we adjourn, okay?
What?
I'm going to have a double in your honor after we adjourn tonight, okay?
Okay. Knock yourself out.
Thank you.
I'm a spliff with Ted.
The next item on the agenda is a motion that I'm making. It says LSB chairs will be responsible for getting the names and contact information of everyone on the PNB committees from their LSB to the secretary of the PNB within 2 days of the conclusion of the January PNB meeting.
Mr. Chair, 1 second, please. What is the time on this?
We've got 5 minutes scheduled for this.
5 minutes. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, good.
Sorry, this is Joe.
Yes.
Hey, Joe. The other item when we did the agenda is what after?
I'm sorry. There was one that was added. It's not here. Joe, would you, I think we gave 10 minutes for that. Would you speak to that item, please?
Yeah, I'll try to be quick.
Your timer is confused. Wait a second. Your timer is...
The next item on the agenda is not the one I said. It's the item that we to recommend that the PNB...
just tell me the time.
I think handling of the referendum to remove someone from the KPFA LSP.
Right, that's fine. And what is the time on that, sir?
I think we said 10 minutes.
Okay, and do you want me to start that now?
Yes.
Thank you. We are started the time.
You want to speak to that? Joe?
Sure. I'll just be brief. I mean, I'm essentially, you know, my role as the KPFA rep on this committee, asking the committee to help facilitate this process. Some of you may be familiar with Article 4, Section 9, Part E of our bylaws, which deal with delegates and removing of delegates by a recall petition. At KPFA, the staff who signed this petition, which I've sent forward to you, hello?
You're on. Keep going.
Yeah. Have carried out everything that they could in their power to move this forward, and essentially giving notice of a meeting to remove the delegate. But we've not heard back from the secretary at KBFA. It's essentially, apparently, it's just been ignored. So it's a bylaws mandated process. All the conditions have been met. And I think the request simply is to for this committee to ask the PNB to facilitate the process.
Anyone else want to speak to the issue?
Point of information: can the actual motion be read, or what number is it?
I know.
It isn't a number. We put it on at the. I guess it's actually number 3 on the revised agenda. Joe, do you want to phrase the?
Yeah, I mean, the motion is probably very simple. I mean, the governance committee requests that the Pacifica National Board facilitate the recall petition that has been submitted by members of the KPFA staff. Or rather,
point of information. What do you mean facilitate? How would they do this?
Well, that's the question. I mean, in other words, the bylaws, the people who signed the petition have done everything required by the bylaws from their end. But in other words, it needs to be facilitated either by the National Election Supervisor. In other words, it has to be put into process. And it would be up to the PNB to make sure it happens. But if the people who put forward the petition don't press their case, then either Pacifica will be in breach of its own bylaws. I mean, in other words, the idea is to try to facilitate the process happening. Certainly those of you who are on the PNB have already seen this petition. It was sent now several weeks ago. And it was sent to the KPFA secretary over a month ago, but essentially nothing has happened. So presumably a National Election Supervisor would take it up when appointed, but the idea is to bring it to the PNB's attention formally from the Governance Committee to ensure that the bylaws provisions are carried forward and not ignored.